Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Time to welcome Sam Parrish, cook Sam Parrish, into the studio to help us with another Easy Eat, a recipe for a Wednesday to help get us through the working week without resorting to takeaways or an expensive meal at a restaurant. Sam Parrish, hi.
Hello. I am all about eating out, I have to say, but yes, we're also here for cooking.
Eat out because you want to, not because you have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Sam's recipes are simple and tasty and budget friendly. We're doing salmon burgers this week. Actually, you can get pretty good deals on salmon at the supermarket sometimes, and I never worry about buying fish on special because they're so careful at the supermarket. They couldn't afford to be selling fish that was at all dodgy, so that's when I dive in and so get heaps, and sometimes even freeze it.
Yeah, great idea.
Tell us about this recipe.
We're doing salmon burgers. It is Easter this weekend, so I thought let's give some inspo in the world of fish. So I actually thought about you because you said you made fish burgers last week and it was a winner with the kids. So I went for some salmon burgers, which are probably less done in the burger world.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
So this is a really cool, easy recipe where you kind of get to take a bit of frustration out on the chopping board, on the salmon.
Yes.
So what's cool about these patties is there are only 4 ingredients. And let's say you don't even need to put this into a burger if you want to serve these like a little rice bowl or something like that instead. But what is cool is so you take a whole piece of salmon. I used a 400-gram piece. Chuck the skin off and then kind of half the piece of salmon and then chop half of that into like smallish 1 centimeter pieces. So just
half
chunks.
Of the half.
Half of the half. Yeah. Have I lost everyone at this point?
No, you're
keep
right.
going. And then the other half, so just push that aside. And then the other half, you're going to just chop it until it's kind of, you know, mincy. So you can just chop it to oblivion. Just keep going.
Okay. So you're aiming for like a mix of textures then, eh?
Yeah, and then that kind of chopped one is going to bind everything together because you've kind of activated the proteins and it's starting to do its thing. You don't then need to add egg or anything like that to bring everything together. The salmon's going to do it for you because it's such a smart fish. And so then you're going to bring everything together and mix it. Actually, what I do is throw my onion, so shallots, green onion, whatever everyone calls them these days, spring onions. They've got so many names.
Before people say, spring onions are completely different to shallots. Depends what part of the world you are in. Scallions sometimes.
Being an Aussie, we do call them shallots.
Yeah.
But then French shallots are so, it kind of throws a complete stir into the
spring
mix.
I think we're safe with spring onions.
Spring onion. So what I do is I actually put that on with the salmon and chop it at the same time. So it's all kind of, you know, infusing. And then I throw a tablespoon of chili jam on there as well. And then on your board, just create this mix of what is going to be a really cool patty, but it just binds everything together with the knife also chopping through at the same time. And then divide that into 4 and just with your hands, create 4 patties and coat them in sesame seeds, and that's it done. So 4 ingredients, salmon, shallot, spring onion, chili jam, and sesame seeds.
Amazing.
Really easy and just, it makes, making a salmon patty more doable than, having to cook a whole piece. I just feel like as well you can, eating it like that, I think kids, even people, adults who aren't necessarily into salmon cooked with the skin on, in the pan. This is a really different way.
It activates a different part of your brain when you're eating something in burger form. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and you get that beautiful encrusting that you want in salmon, yeah, you've got that on both sides of the patty. So you get like a really lovely, yeah, mouthfeel. Is that the word?
Yeah.
With the salmon.
It's a combination of textures, isn't it? You've got the crunchy on the outside and the rich on the inside.
Yeah. And then the sesame seeds.
I am a little bit worried about transferring the salmon from the board that you've molded it on into the pan or whatever.
Yeah, well, it's literally like you just chill them for 10 minutes. That's going to firm them up a bit.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just used a scraper.
Mm.
I mean, actually, it's funny enough. So when you do mold them, just oil a plate and put your patties onto the plate before you chill.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just going to create that great, you know, stream of being able to pull it off straight
onto
the
plate. Nice. Good one, Sam. Yeah. Great.
And then we just serve that with a really quick, I feel like I always quickle my veggies like probably too much, but I always chuck a radish, carrot, you know, whatever you've got in the fridge, and just with a bit of rice wine vinegar or white vinegar or lemon juice, just adds that kind of acidy, different flavor to, you know, a texture of the vegetables in our burger. And then some avocado, tomato, lettuce leaves. Boom.
Oh, you put those quick pickled veggies in with the burger, do you?
Yeah, it's just a really quick, it's kind of like a cheat slaw almost. Mm. I should say when we're cooking the patties, it probably takes around probably 4 to 5 minutes, you know, flipping halfway. But on the second flip, I actually squeezed the QP mayonnaise onto the top of the patty it all kind of gnarly and almost like it's like the seafood version of cheese, like in a cheeseburger.
Yeah. It kind of melts a bit? It sort of melts a bit, does it? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, it's kind of like yeah, exactly. It's like a melty, it's a melty moment, and it's really good. It kind of sent the burger into a really cool, delicious place.
What is it about that brand of mayonnaise, Sam? I had a look at the ingredients. They're almost identical to normal mayonnaise, except I think they may have some MSG.
Probably MSG in it.
And there's something about, you know, again, you're talking about activating parts of your brain. There's something about the way you squeeze it out of a squeezable bottle that makes it seem quite appealing.
I think it's that convenience of squeezing it that, you know, creates that nostalgia. But it is quite heavy on the egg yolk. I know Kewpie mayonnaise is compared to, you know, a whole egg mayo. So it does have that extra richness to it. That might be why. But, these are definitely going to be on our table this week. And the brioche bun really helps. I don't know what it does, but it really kind of packages it up really nicely for the burger.
Well, it can be quite full on salmon, by itself. So I guess having heaps of bread in there and to kind of
quickled
balance
veggies.
That a bit. Yeah. Yum. Okay. What a great way to eat a fish that we all sort of feel like we should be eating a bit more of. Sesame crusted salmon burgers by Sam Parrish. You can check out the recipe on our Instagram page. That's actually the video of Sam doing it on our Instagram page. Otherwise, head to rnz.co.nz/Jesse for all the information you need. Thanks, Sam. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sam Parrish and Easy Eats. She's back next Wednesday.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.